Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia of Ein Gimel. Picking up on Ein Beis and Beis by the Bava and the Beis. Second to last line in the middle line. Tana Rabbanan. Zok the Halakha Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hamolich Chavila Mimakom Makom. Let's say he's got yourself a fellow who's transporting goods. He's going from one place to another place. He's on his way. Rashi says Mimakom Azol Lamakom Ayoker. He's going from a place where they sell things cheaper to a place where they sell them more expensive. He's on the way to a more expensive place. And his friend sees him along the way and he says, hey, give it to me. And I'm going to bring it up over there and I'm going to pay you later. What do you say? Make a little deal. Give me the stuff now. I'll pay you later. I'll pay you the amount that they would have paid in that particular location. But again, I'm not paying you now. So they sell it in this location for $50, over there for $100. I'll give you the $100, but I'll give it to you later. Beep, turn the page. I'm giving Birshus Mocher. If the stuff remains in the Rishus of the Mocher, meaning, says Rashi, Tapar Korn, Im Kibel Alav Mocher Chayes Aderech, if the Mocher, the one who's selling it, he takes responsibility on it, the Chayes, if something happens to it along the way, then in such a case, mutter, that is mutter to do. Says Rashi, de'ein kan malve achetim timakar. It's not considered a malve achetim kar. V'kol ma'ashenim kar b'yoker shel ba'le rishonimu. And he's considered like a shliach in this case, and therefore it's not considered agarnata, like, you know, getting reward later on, which would be an issue of ribbis. But if it's an issue of okeach, Rashi says to me, Hashta Malvahu is considered right now like it is a loan, Gabe, V'yayiv lay to find him, maybe ribbisa, and he's going to give him more, then it's going to be an issue, that's going to be asr. Next, Hamolech Peresi Malkam Lamakam. Someone's taking stuff from one place to another place, and Matsu Chavir Malo, he says to him, Tadamli, why don't you give him to me over here? Vani Alecha Peresi Eshli Bo Samakam, I'm going to pay you back, but you gave me with stuff that's in that place over there. Right? When we get there, I'll go give it to you over there. That's known as Sa Basa, which is a problematic. Give me Eshli Peresi, what's Samakam be actually has Peresi over there right now? Then Mutta, it's going to be Mutta. Vim Lav Asa, but if not, then it's Asa, says Rashi. Im yeshlo mutter, if he has it over there, then it's going to be mutter. Why did mehashta ukminu birshusay? It's considered like right now it's in his rishus. V'im, that's a whole yeshlo shtickle. V'im lav aser, but if not, then it's going to be aser. Says Rashi, debeschayam ton naso nason lo zeb makam ayoker. Because in the schar of him having to wait for it, he's going to give it to him for more expensive. When we're dealing with chamarim are donkey drivers. And what they do is they will bring stuff from. Rashi says, "Hachamarim amistakrim b'tavua." They make money by bringing grain. And Mivyim Yimakam is off from the cheap place, Hamakam Yoker, to the expensive place. Mutter lehem. It's mutter for them. Likach mos mi bali baitim, to take money from the bal batim ashirim that are rich. Hamakam Yoker, the more expensive place. Amenas litin lemizman ploni, to give them for a certain amount of time. Apirus kashar makam azol, like the shah of the place which is inexpensive. Ve'ein choshen sheribis scharam tanas mos can before. It's not going to be a problem, like we are going to explain. Even though we know, generally speaking, there'll be a problem for this person, the one who's selling, to give it for a cheaper price if you're paying in advance, because then it's like it's a loan and he's giving him back more things. But we're going to see this is something which is okay. So, chamar mailim b'makom yoker b'makom hazol, they can go and charge in an expensive place like that of the cheap place for someone who pays in advance for ein choshen, and we're not worried. My time, what's the reason? Rav Papa mar nicha lehu demigal lehu tara. Happens to be the chamarim here actually gaining because of the fact that the reason why he's giving him for a cheaper price is because they end up gaining from it. So it's like a deal, a business deal that's happening over here. Why does that happen? Because when they see that, oh, this rich guy is the guy who hired you out or you bought your stuff, whatever it is, then they open the doors for them. And that is the Megalalu Tara. They open the gates for them and they're able to get more business out of it. So Rav Achabari, Rav Ikam, it says, Nichalahu, no, it's good for them. Why? Because that to be able to charge less. The mostly Gabayu, because of the fact they're going to end up getting a deal. The donkey drivers are going to get it for even cheaper because they don't want to, those suppliers don't want to lose them out because of the fact that they're like, oh, they're getting it for a cheap, they're charging cheaper, so we'll give it to them for a cheaper price in order to go ahead and keep them as clients over here. And therefore, the drivers themselves are gaining over here because of that, for the fact that they're paying early. So this is not going to be considered issue. Ribbis. Frankly, my benayu, what's the difference between these two answers? Ika benayu, tagra chadata. The difference between them is when you have a brand new merchant. Rashi explains, the tagra sha'adayin that he's not yet recognized. People don't know him yet, and therefore they don't really trust him so much. So they're not going to give him a reduction and, you know, give him cheaper because of the fact that he took orders cheaply, because they don't know if it's really true or not. So they're not going to get that type of benefits going on. But the fact that they are new doesn't stop them from getting a good reputation when they deal with the rich people, and therefore that's what they're going to gain in such a case. Says the Gemara, story time. Basura is the Abar Ba. There was a place called the Sura, and they had stuff that was selling over there. Four things, you get four for four zuz. You give a zuz. One zuz got you four amounts. The Kafri was a shita shita, and Kafri was going that you got for one zuz, you got six. So you got over here four. Let's say four apples for one zuz. And there was six for one zuz. Yaev Rav Zuzei Lechamre. Rav, who is in Surah, he wanted to, you know, make some money over here, so he gave money to the donkey drivers in order to. Yaev Rav Zuzei Lechamre, Vikaba Ale Unsa Deorcha, Vishakla Binaya Chamisha. One Zuz by him is getting four, and the further place is getting six. So he said, here, I want it to be that I'll pay you one zuz and I'll get five and you'll end up getting the six. So he took the idea of onus on him. If something, you know, happens to it along the way, he doesn't want any ribbous issues over here. So he accepted upon himself this type of thing. Which is cheaper than that, but more expensive. It was like that middle price. So the government is koshita. I don't understand. Just let it be one for six and he'll take responsibility. Why did he say one for five? Adam Chashev Shiny. Adam Chashev is different because, you know, you have to be more meticulous and more careful where the people are looking at him. Says Rashi, Venisko Shisa, Kevin the Makaba Leon Sadarcha, and Kan Ribis, Vafilo Kiba Leon Sadarcha, Katania Hamar, Mailim, Bamakam Yoker, Kamakam Azol. So, like, what's the issue here? The answer is Adam Chashev, you got to be careful. You know, you got to set a lesson for the onlookers. By mine, Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan, Kimini Yas, Mao Lasos Begrutios Kane. What's it then when it comes to other things? Rashi says that we're talking about not just payros over here, but let's say Bishar Pragmatia, Kegon, Shivrei Zahav. We saw this lesson when it came to the Yisomim, and we had to give them these fragments, these broken, these scrap type piece of gold. So what's it then? Do we say that the same din applies, that you can give them for the cheaper price in the more expensive place because of the fact that the donkey drivers are gaining? Or is that only by produce? Because since that's a normal thing to come back and forth and constantly they see each other, they know they're going to come back again. When it comes to like the scrap metal, who's coming back and forth at all the time? There's no guarantee it's going to happen. Therefore, you can't say that it can be done and for it to be a ribbits issue. Amalei says, Bikish Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Lassos came with Kli Pishtan. He wanted to do this type of thing with Kli Pishtan, like with a material made out of linen. Vlo, Hinicho Rabbi. Rabbi didn't let him do it. Ikadami, some say, Bikish Rabbi Lassos big Toskin with Rabbi Yossi, Vlo, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. He didn't let him to go and do it. So the answer is, no, it's not with other places, other things, other materials. It's only with this type of thing. And produce was constantly being traded. Pardesa is a vineyard. C.S. Rashi, we're talking about the case over here that we have the pardes or the grapes. They didn't ripen yet, and the buyer wants to go pay for the wine that's going to come from it. And obviously, he's going to pay less than what it's going to be. He says, Rashi, look, don't see, I mean, I carry him, bedam and pchusim, kol perishana zu, bekach, 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 velochin acher, shehen boser, osmadar, aval, a dying lo yelibikor, didn't really ripen yet. Rav Asari says you can't do such a thing. Rashi says Mishumak Damas Mos Lazman Habatir Kamozel Gabe Vahave Agarnatele, it's Agarnatir. And Shmuel Shari says, no, it's a mutter to go do such a thing. Rav Asari says it's also came to the Kamishavitvei. Since the future is going to be worth more than it is right now, the Michsiki Agarnatele looks like Agarnatir. We're waiting for reward in the future. Therefore, it's like he lent the money. He's getting the stuff later, but more than actually paid down. That would be a problem of ribbis. So when he gives him the money, the guy ends up using that money, and then he just waits until later, and then he goes and he gives him what he asked for, and he ends up getting more value from than what it was at the time that he paid for it. That's called schar, which is agar nutter, his reward for waiting. It's a problem. Shmuel Shai says mutter. Kevin have a bay tiua, lomasik adar nutter lay. Since there are times when there's going to be something that happens to the land in the meantime, meantime, says Rashi, Bam Shish Kilkul Bakarim, Kigon, Barad, Ugshamim, Okerach, Umav Sidakal, everything gets loose out. Remember a couple years ago, there was frost that destroys crops when there's like a very cold season and you just freeze everything over. That's known as the idea of Kerach. Umav Sidakal, Umakabal, love, Kol Sveke, Hefsid, he's taking place of all this. Yeah, it's a Lomix Lekarger. Not totally doesn't look like that. To you, Anira Be'enai, Davar Charata, Kemo Kidushin, Tohe al ha-rishonos, like regretting from what happened, some bad thing could happen. That's a lashon. So, Kevin David be tiua lo mexike ganatalis is like a ganatar. Amar Rav Shiyimi barchia umodi Rav b'tore danafish psidayu. It's definitely okay in a place where they use ox to go ahead to harvest the stuff. Right? She says makom shabotzim kamen b'shvarim ba'agala malichen es agala, and they bring the wagon being shuos akamen between the vineyards, the rows of the vineyards. Umiskalkel in raglas. The legs of the shvarim are mekalkel, but kilchi shrashim shabakaka, the hefsidon rav, and the hefsidon rav is a big loss because it destroys like the roots over there. And in such a case, for sure, it's going to be okay because there's a real loss that could occur, therefore, it's going to be okay. All righty then. Amar lehu Shmuel hanu deshavshei shivsha. He would go. Shmuel said to the people who lend seeds to sharecroppers. Rashi says that balibatim amalvim tavua la risim lezera umeshalmim lem legorin tavua chadasha. So I'm, let's say, a sharecropper. I'm supposed to have the seeds. I don't have them, so I borrow the seeds from you. I'm your sharecropper. We go and then we reap. We do the whole season over there, and then whatever comes in the new stuff, the seeds that come from that, I go and I pay you back. With that. That's called Sabasa. So in such a case, Hafocho Ba'ara, Kihechi de Kanin Luchu, Gufa Da'ara, Vilo, Havilu Kalva, Vaser. What I should do as a sharecropper, it does Hafocho Ba'ara, like flip over the land. Rashi says, Bacharish of a Katsir Ma'at, like do a little Chavisha, do a little Kitsira, Kihechi de Kanin Luchu, so that I'm acquiring the actual land itself by doing such a thing. And who's doing this? Sorry, not the sharecropper, not me, but you who owns the land. In such a case, what happens? You go ahead and do this act where you're now acquiring this stuff, and therefore now it belongs all to you. And any produce that's going to come from there is going to belong completely to you. After all the harvesting, then the balabayas' claim to the seeds he lent can be given from that part of the field. So I'm basically claiming back you, the landowner, claiming back your own seed, and therefore there's no actual loan that's going on. And if not, it's considered like a loan, and therefore it's going to be usher. Rashi says, who are these menatre bagi? The shomrei hakamos ad hakatsir. These are the ones that were guarding the grain until they would go and they would do kotsir, the kotsir, until they would go and reap it. He said, "What you should do is go out and poku afochu bebeidari. Go out and turn over the grain that's in the beidari in the threshing field." Rashi says, "Sia is bnei abika bedishas tavua begarin ba'olacha ba'aba." So you apport a little bit. Lefisha b'shvil sha'atem mamtinim shescharchem. Because since you're waiting for you to get paid ad gemar meruach agarin until they go and smooth everything out, heimnosen lechem mamton matana yoser al. They would give you like a matana for waiting for it. Yoter al shekarchem lefikach. That's a problem of ribbis. Lefikach siyua usam. You should help them. Kedishat teipulaschem. Mosheches ad kalosa garden until your work is continuing until the garden is schiris ainu mishtalemes. A little bit so if you're getting paid, schiris only at the end. Vein kanam tana, there's no waiting. Vein yosifu lechem inze scharam tana scharchem scharchem ela azule muzle legabaychu. And it ends up being that it's ribbis. So that we read inside. Poka focha to be the arvik yehi dalut tishtalim schiris titku adi shaita only paying over there. The beschiris ainu mishtalemes still besof because schiris we know you only get paid at the very end of when of schiris, vahishaita, and then ozule the kamosle gabaychu, it's the ones that are paying you who are giving you a good rate. They're giving you more money for a better rate. But it's not ribbis. Amar le rabbanan le rava ka'achil ma ribbis. You rava, you're eating ribbis. De kuli alma shakli arba. Everyone takes 4 kor. From their sharecroppers, says Rashi, "Kuli alma hachochrim, shadusayam larisim, shakli arba korim mechachirus asada." They take 4 kor, umesalke la arisa benisan, And they let the sharecroppers go. They sent him out in Nisan. That's just kofen or some liksor tvoso l'stalik men of Nisan. They kick him out. Bar not to luad iyar. But you hold them until iyar. Oh, mar mishum. Mar mishum, says Rashi. Mar mishum da not to luad iyar. Shakol shisa, you take six. V'kosal kataitach mishum abtanas achiris kamosife. Back in the Gemara, so v'shakol shisa, you end up taking six. He's waiting until iyar to get to be paid, which is longer than the norm, and then he's charged them higher than the norm, and therefore is that considered agarnater? Amalu, he said back to him, Atum kav disan shelo kaden. You're the ones who are doing things that are not kaden. Like, I'm taka good. Ara la'aris mishtabit. The land is mishtabit to the aris, is bound to the sharecroppers. Right, he's allowed to use the land until the crop is totally done. Iatun misalkisu lehu b'nisan. If you're chucking them in Nisan, I do it near Nisan, then you're going to cause them to lose out by chucking them out. They're forced to do the stuff before it's fully ready, and therefore they're having a loss over here. So Rav is saying that you guys are the wrong thing. I'm leaving until near umarvachna lehu b'kama, and they're going to end up gaining a lot, the fact that they could do such a thing. So the higher rent that I'm asking is not because of the fact that I'm getting way to pay, but because I'm giving them longer, and therefore it's not considered ribbis. Beep, turn the page on Gimel Mabez. We're going to get to a bunch of stories on this, but here we go. Rav Mari Bar Rachel, Mishkin Leahu Nachri Beisa. There was a guy who gave to Rav Mari Bar Rachel, he gave his house as a mashkanta, as a pledge. You know, he lent him money, and he took his house to make sure he's going to get back. Hadar Zabna the Rava, the guy, then sold the house to Rava. Right, this stuff is even though it's lent out, it was like pledged out, it's mashkined out, he's still able to go and do it, and that's what he did. He went and he ended up selling it. The Rav says right away, the Rashi says, Rav Mari Barachel Bashmuel have over Nishbeis Vinasa Nachriv and his Gayer Vishmei Isser Giura, Rav Mari Horasa Shalom Bekedusha Veledasso Bekedusha, Machem Skvodo Tlu Al Shem Imo. It's giving a whole reason why it is that he's going after his mother's name, because there's a whole Shtiko Toyra that happened over there. He was born in Kedusha, but his Zorah was not, so therefore he goes by the mother. So what happened was is that this guy goes and he sold to Rava, not to Trace Yachishata. Rav Mari waited 12 months. Shakal Agar Beise Amtile LaRava, and then he took rent for the house and brought it to Rava. He took the rent money that now for the first year he didn't pay, but the second year Shakal Agar Beise Amtile LaRava, he brought it to Rava. And Amalei said to him, Haidelo Amtile Agar Beise Adaidin. The reason why I didn't pay you until now, no, it's 12 months, I haven't paid you, but I'm paying you right now for the 13th month, for this next month, is the Stamashkanta Shaita, because we know that the Stamashkanta is for a year. He can't kick me out. He can't kick me out because I have it during this year. Hashalishko Mar Agar Beise, but now go and take the rent for this year because the year is up. Amalei said back to him, whoa, Rav is like, I never knew that this was a mashkanta shtickle going on here, that the guy gave it to you as a mashkanta. If I would have known that it was mushkan to you, then I would never have bought it from you in the first place. I never would have bought it from the guy. But now the fact that I did, and this is what's happening, this is the case, I'm going to deal with you like the Goyish courts would deal in such a case. But the name of Dinalach, and what's the din? As long as they haven't paid you back the loan that you had given to him, therefore, lo shakal agar beise, he's not going to be able to go and kick you out, and therefore you continue getting it for free until he does that. Lo shakal agar beise, he doesn't take the rent for the house. So no, nami lo shakinim amnach agar beise, I'm also not going to take the rent for the house. Ad demisalkina lach mezuzah, until he pays you back, and then we could start dealing with that thing. Amazing situation. He wants to pay him. He's like, I'm not taking your money. Amar le rava mi barnes lo rav ashi chazi ma rabbona dekach li ribis. Take a look how these rabbis are doing ribis. The yav mezuzah echam rabbi tishrei. They're giving money for the wine in Tishrei. But they're only choosing it in Teves, right? Which is months and months later. Right? Tishrei is taking in Tishrei, and only 3 months later going in and actually taking it. Amalei, he says back, no, you nami achama kayavi. No, they're giving money for wine. Ach lo kayavi, but not giving money for vinegar. Meikara de chamer chamer. What's now wine in Teves is going to be what's going to be in Tishrei. De chala I'm sorry, it started in Tishrei. The chalachalom was, what ended up being vinegar, was already started when it was vinegar in Tevis. So it's not a problem. Yishaita hu de kamavachi. It turns out that they're actually choosing it at the time that they were buying it. Not a ribbis here, it's just a straight up sale. Ravina hava yav zuzi libnei akra de shanvasa. You would give money to the people. This place called Akra, which is by shanvasa, and you would pay money in advance for the wine that would come later. Rashi says shanvasa is a shim of a nahar. And anyway, so they would go ahead and he would give the stuff while they were still butzer to give the wine at the time of the butzer comes, what the shahr is now. Pardon, at the time of what it will be then, not the point in time it is now, because then it'd be ribbis. And what happened? Vishav chay le tfei bekufisa. They gave him a little bit more than he actually paid for. Rashi says, midaitam shalob tonight. There's no tonight. He bought wine to get paid. He's paying the money now for what's going to be the shahr then. And then they decided to give him an extra barrel to throw in. Also, give me a vashkin, ravashi. And Amalei says that Mishar is a much for me to take this. Is this a ribbis? Amalei said, yeah, in, you're allowed to chuliku to kamach legabach. It's not ribbis over here because they were mochel this to you. This is a matana to give him. Rashi says, hova lo pasakti moim. You didn't set this up. Midaitam no some lechon. For your own das, they decided to give you. Vein maskir and lomer beschar moscha shall you betila so betelus etzleinu matana b'amahi. It's just considered straight up a matana. We know in the normal case of a loan that would clearly be ribbis, but this is not a loan. This is a business deal, and therefore that's not a problem. Amarlei. So Ravina asking another question of Rashi. Ha ara lav diduhi. But you know the land that even got this stuff is not even theirs. Rashi says elishal you ashir and they were rich. For oim bnei adam sheinichu saduseim. They left their fields and they rode baruch and they ran away. Vinos and mas the karko. They didn't pay the taxes to the melech. Vehem, these rich guys, what did they do? They took it, they paid off the rents, the taxes of it. The Shema Yayin Shani Lokech, man, maybe this yayin I'm taking for them is Gezel who be Adib, Dekarka ain't an exelus. He shall buy Lim Uperes Gezel. Maybe this whole thing is a bit of an issue because it can't be stolen the land, therefore the stuff actually belongs to the original people, and therefore this whole thing is stolen. Amalei says, don't worry about it. Ara Lataxim Mishabda, the land is connected to the taxes. The din is, according to the melech, whoever goes and pay the taxes, they get to take the land. Look how certain people, rabbanim, they pay the taxes that have to be paid. It's a head tax that everyone had to pay. Rashi says, Kesef gul gulasa. Shall you call Yehudim, call Echad, know some Kesef gul gulasa melech. They would go and they give it the money to the king. And what would he do? They would pay for it. Mashadu b'tvei. And then they would go ahead and he'd work them a lot. He took them as their slaves. And Papa Cleo wasn't happy about this. Amalei Rava said back to him, he says, Hashta iku shchiva lo amri lechu hamilsa. Good thing I didn't die. If I would have died, I wouldn't be able to tell you this, to understand this. Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes. Mohar kaya dahani betafsa de malka monach. The Rashi Samarkand is chotem avdus shalahem. The chotem of this, the seal of them being as servants, is in the betafsa be'argas shel melech munach very kulam avadim lo the dina machusadina. Really, these people, it's in the king's treasury, and they're all servants to the king. Malka Amar, and he said that mandalu yav karga the stabid lamandalu yav karga, the one who didn't pay the head tax is a slave to the one who did. Rashi says karga is kechlus gugulos and shall you call yudim kalechadim like we said kozim gugulach the melech. Therefore, it becomes a servant to him. So it's true. Another time when they would take people, they would take them as avadim. Rav's oram. Achud Rava, Rava's brother. That's a good trivia. What's Rava's brother's name? Rav Sorum. Hava Tukav and Shidlo Maile used to think people that weren't behaving properly. Rav says Tukav would COVID force them. Ailu, Begorka de Rava. They forced him to go and carry the Gorka of Rava. Rav says Agala Muchanes, Lemerkeves, Adam. There was this chariot or, you know, coach, carriage that was used for people to be carried in. And he used to force them to carry them. Amalei Rava said, Rava said, Shapir Ka'avid Kavanat, it's good that you did this. The Tanya, because what do we see? We learned in a Braisa that when people are behaving in such ways that you do this, Raisa Shana Noi Kishua. When you see that your friend, the Yid, is not acting Kishua like a proper way, then Minai Shadar Rashal Ishtabilo, how do you know you're allowed to go and make him work and serve, make him serve? Tabilom, Li Olamem Tavodu Vachechem. The Pasuk is talking about Goyim, Lolamem Tavodu, all of them, forever they should be working for you. Vachechem and your brother. It's a nice move over there because the Pasuk actually says, you don't do the same with your brother. But the fact that it puts it next to the word in the middle there, even if they act properly, you could go maybe like that. The end of the way that you read it is now as a psik, and you continue on from there, you're not allowed to go and do that to them. So there are times where you're allowed to subjugate them, times you're not allowed to, when you're allowed to, and they're not behaving properly.
Rav Chama said, Hi, man, do you have let's say I go and I give money to somebody and I say, hey, go ahead, you're my shlech, buy wine for me when the season, when the prices were cheap. Rashi says that liktos lo yayin bizmana batzir, mashalim lo yayin lefidamim kalim shenosim aso. And what I'll give him, a pasha v'lo zabnle. The guy doesn't do it. I give him money, he just doesn't do it. Mashalim le kidika azil parvasa dizol shafa. Dizol shafat. You have to pay me now, the shliach, the amount that would go, Rashi says, Shema Makam Shai Nikach Vanimkar, a place where they have this wine market, L'sham L'rov Elokim Yayin B'mos HaBatzeh, that they go ahead and they deal with over there. Right? So even though the season is over and the wine is more expensive, he has to go, he has to pay me that amount that I ended up losing out. Amar Meimar, Misa Shemata Kimid Rav Zvid Meirado, he said in front of him, and Amar, he said, Ki Chama Rav Chama, Rav Chama said that he, the shliach has to pay him back, you know, what it was in Zoshafat, Hani Mili Biyain Stam. That's only talking about if he said, go buy me wine. But he didn't say what particular wine. Biyain Zeh. He says, buy me this particular wine. Lo, then he doesn't have to do it. Because who says that the person would have sold him that particular wine for his off the hook? Vashem Rafil Yain Stam Namilo. Even if it's Yain Stam, also, he does have to pay it back. He's not going to be chayv to pay it back. My time, why? Because Asmachti Lo Kanya. Says Rashi, what do you mean asmachta? Afilu hifticho v'amim, he promised him, he said, Emeini kona lecha pareh mishali, if I don't pay you, if I don't buy it for you, I'll pay you back for me. Einzu ela asmachta hovelo kona miyada. There's nothing that was actually, there's no kinyan that happened over there, and therefore it's not kona, you don't have to pay it back. Well, Rav Ashi, according to Rav Ashi, who says that it's an asmachta, maishna mehadatam, why is it any different than we learned in the Mishnah coming up in the next Mishnah, or soon? Im ovir v'lo aved ashalam b'mitva, if you have a sharecropper who doesn't do his work. Rashi says, how much it would have been last us to sprout, and you give it to him. That's what he writes. In a while, and daf kuftad. Alma kevin daf sida ba'achi v'lo samach lav asmachti shena makava lav elikadeh hefsid shehefsedo. So, if we see over there that the sharecropper goes out and he says that I'm going to pay you, right? If I leave a fallow and I don't work it, I'm going to pay you with the best of my stuff. Why is the difference? Over there, it was in his hands. In other words, it's up to him to go out and to work the field. He could have worked it, could have not worked it, he decided not to work it. Beep, turn the page, I ain't done. Over here, it's buying the wine. It's not completely in his hands to do it because maybe he's not going to want to go and sell it to him in the first place. Says Rashi, labiado, shema lo yim kirulo. Maybe not going to sell it to him so you can't compare the suitcases. Okay, my friend, wait a minute. Yeah, okay, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great day.